All right, be prepared, people, because Zika virus is coming. I can guarantee that. We're going to talk to virologist Dr. Robert Murphy right now, professor of medicine and biomedical engineering at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Murphy. Last time we spoke to you was about Ebola, huh?
Right. It was Ebola virus, which is pretty much gone now.
That's under control?
Under control.
But now we have this new virus we have to worry about, brought to us by mosquitoes, the Zika virus. Where does this come from?
Well, Zika virus has been around for a while, spread by the same mosquito that spreads dengue virus. And so anywhere where dengue virus has been, Zika is going to be.
And this is D-E-N-G-U-E.
Right. Because people may have heard of dengue before.
That's, oh, yeah.
Maybe they haven't, or maybe they have. But it's been in the United States. It's all over the Caribbean. It's in Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty common. And people can get it, and they can get pretty sick. And the second time they get it, a small percentage get hemorrhagic fever and can die.
Oh, no.
Dengue is not a good thing to have.
Yeah.
So Zika's in the same family.
The differences between the two are what, would you say?
Well, I would say that the Zika virus was originally thought to be less serious. 80% of people who are infected with Zika don't have any symptoms at all. They don't even know they were infected.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% get very mild. I get a couple aches and pains, like you got some viral infection.
Right.
And that's about it.
And then that dissipates very soon, and it goes away.
You don't have to do anything. And so we've basically been ignoring it. And then in Brazil, where they had really an epidemic of Zika, all of a sudden the pediatricians and OB doctors saw, hey, there's just way too much microcephaly.
Yeah.
So small-headed babies.
Yeah, that's.
And, it was just going up and up. And it was at the same time there was this Zika outbreak, which people were kind of just saying, so what? So the consequences for pregnant women is really serious.
But just a normal, healthy person, you get Zika virus, it's not anything we should fear.
Well, if you're not pregnant.
Right. Just a normal, healthy person who's
not pregnant. Well, let's just go to basics. There are no Zika virus experts. Nobody really knows that much about this. It's in a family of viruses that we do know a lot about. But there are no experts in Zika virus.
Because why? You would think if it's been
nobody gets that sick. Nobody dies.
Yeah,
it's not killing half the population.
It took an epidemic where instead of hundreds getting infected, tens of thousands got infected, and enough of them were pregnant that we saw the outcome in pregnancy.
This is in Brazil you're referring
Brazil,
to.
It started
so
in Brazil.
What happened there in Brazil that went from a mild problem, nothing to be alarmed by, to an epidemic? What
numbers.
Changed? Is it?
Numbers.
Well, it's just the numbers, but
the numbers
why
game.
Did the numbers increase so dramatically?
Well, it just the virus itself just became very prevalent in the society, in the country.
Yeah.
And it got big enough that if you look down the street, you look out how many people are pregnant. Not that many people are pregnant.
Right.
So you have to have a big enough epidemic to have enough of those pregnant women exposed to the virus and not everyone who's exposed has a problem. So you have to have a large enough number of them where you actually start seeing the adverse effect, which is this microcephaly.
And explain the microcephaly, because I know there are children whose heads were very small, which means the brain wasn't formed completely.
Right. Correct.
And that's
it. That's it. And a lot of them die. They die young, or they're severely impaired.
You don't rebound off of that, you?
This is a structural change that's not fixable.
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
I mean, you have countries like El Salvador, for example, saying don't get pregnant for 2 years.
Really?
I mean, that's the public health policy in some of the areas now.
Well, the World Health Organization either yesterday or Wednesday, I want to say yesterday, made a statement about this explaining how there's been an explosion of this sort of thing. And is that the kind of thing that really makes people stand up and take notice when the World Health Organization says, now it's a problem?
Well, when they finally get it, yes, then you have really worldwide recognition. There's a meeting actually on Monday that WHO is convening to come up with some more concrete plans to give some direction. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily know any more than what I'm talking about right now, but there's got to be some formal direction from somebody at a very high level so that people can start putting some rational policies in place. I mean, already the airlines are ranging between pregnant women can change their tickets, no problem, we don't care, you can have your money back or whatever, to the point where anyone going to Latin America or the Caribbean now can change their ticket. We don't care. So just to going from the people at risk to going to everybody that they can change their ticket. This is going to have an enormous impact on the economies in the Western Hemisphere. And the U.S. is next. As soon as we get out of this winter,
right,
we get back to mosquitoes.
It's going to be here. So it's going to be here for sure this summer.
Of course. I'll bet on it.
An able-bodied adult who gets bitten by a mosquito and gets the Zika virus is going to feel crappy and they'll get over it. What about children? What about people with weakened immune systems? Is this going to take them down?
It hasn't hurt anybody like that before. To the human, either adult or child, they don't get that sick. And 80% don't get sick at all. But it's the fetus. The fetus is at risk.
So you don't seem, unless I'm reading it wrong, you don't seem that alarmed by this. Why the World Health Organization seeming far more alarmed than you?
I'm alarmed for pregnant women.
Yeah, I was going to be pregnant this summer and out in the yard doing gardening work like I usually do, I'd be freaking out.
I just left my office. We have at any particular time at Northwestern and all the other medical schools too, we send people all around the world, students, residents, fellows, even faculty go.
Yeah.
People travel a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S.-Mexican border is the most traversed frontier in the world. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people go across the border every day.
Yeah. Until President Trump takes over, and that will
change. Until the wall goes up,
you know that. It's going to change.
They're going to be tunneled. They're going to tunnel.
Hey, the mosquitoes
can
still get over the wall.
Most of those people going across the border are crossing legally.
Yes.
There's people that live in suburbs of Tijuana that work in San Diego.
Sure.
I mean, there's so much back and forth on the Mexican border. They've got Zika in Monterrey right now. That's 177 miles from the Texas border. How long is it going to take for it to get into Texas?
Immediately.
What about pets? What if I have a dog, I give him heartworm medication, which helps with, I don't know if it helps with mosquitoes or not, but what about pregnant animals? Are we going to have mutated animals?
Probably not. It's probably very species specific. It's typically species specific.
You can get
We don't know, but we don't suspect.
That's not a fear you have.
No.
And it's transmitted only through a mosquito bite.
Mosquito.
It's not contagious through a blood-to-blood contact or saliva or anything.
Well, okay.
The plot thickens, Bill.
We don't know. There is one case documented where a healthcare worker actually got Zika virus. This is actually a couple years ago. It's written up in the medical literature. He returned to Colorado and infected his wife. She got Zika virus from sex.
She did.
She was not pregnant?
She wasn't pregnant. So, but it showed that the virus can be transmitted sexually. She had never left Colorado. So that's the story in the literature. There's a couple other cases where they've documented that the Zika virus can be in semen, which is another compartment in the body that's very different from the blood or lymph nodes or whatever. And
this is why we should not have sex with mosquitoes, doctor. And we've talked about this before.
I've been preaching that
for many years. It's not safe.
All right. We have a couple of questions from our listeners. Dr. Robert Murphy, he's a virologist. God, I learned a new word today. He studies viruses. This is really cool. And I know about this virus. And Sharon, why don't you wow Bill by telling Bill how you can pronounce this?
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure I'm saying it right.
Chikungunya.
Chikungunya.
See?
Chikungunya.
Hello.
Yes.
Very good.
That's my favorite recipe. We make that on my birthday every year. What is that?
Chikungunya. It's another virus.
Yeah, it's contracted the same way from a mosquito bite.
Right.
My daughter-in-law got bitten down in Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Came
Puerto
back,
Rico has Zika also.
Yeah, and literally, it was like they called it bone crushing because when she came back with the fever, then her hands, her feet, she was in agony. And
so this is way different than the Zika.
Yeah.
But with the Zika, I was watching a young lady on the TV just the other night, and she was saying she had to not go into work for, I think, close to a week because she said it was excruciating to walk, and she had the other one, the Zika.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, they sound relatively similar. But with my daughter-in-law, she finally, it was the CDC who was able to diagnose her, because this is going back a year and a half ago. She became so incapacitated, they ended up taking her down to Mayo. And it was Mayo who worked with her. It attacked her whole immune system.
All right. Did you have a specific question or just that you're kind of wondering if there's a connection?
Are these two, because in the newspaper it said it was the same mosquito who can carry both of these. And so my question is this one also going to come into the United States now that it's down in the Caribbean and everything and in Mexico? And I'm going to Mexico. So now I'm worried.
Well, yeah, you bring up some good points. These viruses, the dengue virus, which can also cause very severe disease in some cases, chikungunya, and Zika, all carried by the same mosquito. So wherever you see any one of those, you can see any of those particular viruses.
Yeah.
The viruses are different, though. And the mildest one is, for non-pregnant people, is Zika virus so far.
It
looks like, you know, okay, you got some aches and pains for a week. We haven't really seen or heard a lot of people getting that sick. Now, most people are never diagnosed, right? You know, you just think you have it. You have to send your blood to the CDC to get actually diagnosed. I mean, you know. So
mail it away.
There's a lot of stuff that is just out there. We don't really know the natural history of this disease. But, you know, okay, you heard from now people are looking at it. So you have, okay, a person has Zika virus. Okay, they were really sick for a week. Okay,
yeah.
That's true. There's always a spectrum of disease. But remember, in Zika, we think 80% have no symptoms. And so in the 20% that have symptoms, some is going to be mild for a couple of days, take a ibuprofen or something, and you're fine. Or somebody's going to be laid up for a week. I got the flu. I don't know what I have. But they all get better.
So what does Sharon do? Sharon, you said you're going to Mexico. What does Sharon do to help prevent herself from getting dengue, chikungunya, or Zika?
The WHO, I think the report was today or yesterday, you were referring to it, they predict an explosion of Zika virus throughout the whole Western Hemisphere, including the United States. The only two countries that might be safe is Canada and Chile because they don't have this mosquito.
What about DEET? Is that going to work?
Oh, yeah, DEET. All that stuff works. All you have to do is avoid mosquitoes.
So okay, well, that's easier said than done.
Well, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Which means you have to have a really tough public health policy for mosquito eradication.
When I was little, and I went to school with this guy, Stuart Clark, and his family had the Clark Mosquito Abatement Company, and they would drive around in the Riverside Brookfield area all the time. You know, we'd be out playing softball at night. And
the spray would come.
The spray would come. You'd see the flashing yellow lights. You'd run in for a little while, and you'd let it settle for about a half hour, and then you'd go back out and do stuff. I do not see that happening as frequently as it did when I was younger.
Well, it's toxic. You know, this is the problem.
Some of the kids in Wendy's neighborhood have stingers. That's not normal.
No, but pick your poison.
Pick your poison. Well, that's the whole thing. You got to pick your poison. I mean, Zika in pregnant women is much worse than being exposed to DEET. Okay, so you have, but there's many things more than DEET. You can do, you know, get rid of standing water.
Yeah.
If there's no standing water, there's no mosquito replication.
So dump the bird bath every night, people.
Get the bird bath, put something, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do besides just deep.
I used to have a wristwatch that would emit a tone that would make mosquitoes stay away. Do they still make
those?
They
have an app now for
that.
Does that work?
I don't know.
You never heard of that?
I don't know how well it works. Let's put it that way.
All right. We have to take a break. And then Julie has a question about her pregnant daughter who's doing some traveling. We're finding all we need to know about the Zika virus with virologist Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of medicine and biomedical engineering, Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, 312-981-7200. Zika virus, you've heard about it, you're going to hear more about it, and you might be seeing it when mosquito season kicks in later on this spring and summer. Dr. Robert Murphy on with us today, virologist at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. And Dr. Murphy, we have someone who's calling. We can't get to all these calls. A lot of questions. This one, a pregnant daughter heading to Florida, Julie, is that what you're worried about?
Having a family reunion in March, and our daughter is pregnant, and we're seriously considering suggesting to tell her not to come, and we don't really know, and I wanted your opinion on it.
Well, it's a good question. Right now, there are no cases at all in the United States, and so Florida is a likely place to maybe get this, as is Texas and the southern border. You know, anything can happen. There are cases, de novo cases in Puerto Rico right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the Zika places. But the U.S. is clean. But
aren't there some women under observation, doctor? I read somewhere that there's a couple of women that are being closely
watched. In the
U.S.
Most of them have traveled.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. They've traveled. So, and there are cases of Zika here in the U.S., but they got it.
Overseas.
They got it in Latin America.
Julie, is your daughter driving or flying? Because isn't it a risk to be on a plane?
No.
I think she was planning on flying. She'd be in her fourth month in March.
That's a good point. The fourth month is the most likely highest risk time is the first trimester. We think.
Mm.
But you know, there's a lot of unknowns. But I think if it was my daughter, and there hadn't been any cases reported, I would not interrupt my continental U.S. travel plans because of this right now. But I'd watch it every day.
Absolutely.
And then be careful while you're there. You just don't do silly things. Keep yourself covered. Use some kind of repellent that's safe for pregnancy.
And are there ways to there are people that get bit from mosquitoes more than others. Women typically more than men. We were talking about this off the air.
Yeah, women typically get bit more than men.
But drinkers?
I mean, if you just
if you've had a drink, aren't you more susceptible to be bit?
Well, you're not supposed to be drinking when you're pregnant.
No, I'm not talking pregnant. I'm just talking.
I'm not sure of the exact science about that, but. I think, you know, you can just use some common sense. I don't think we need to be hysterical here.
Good to know.
And, you know, the country is not, the U.S. has not been listed as a country that has any Zika infection that was started from here. That, in other words, you got it from a mosquito. So, come on, this is a big country.
Sure.
You know, even in Mexico, there's only two little hotspots right now.
Yeah.
And if people are careful, maybe this whole thing will just, maybe it won't blow up as bad as some people think.
And Brazil, it's bad. What about the Olympic Games and stuff?
That's an incredible question. because what is going to happen? I mean, besides the fact that they're all going to get exposed to all sorts of bacteria and viruses in the water there.
And their water there right now is in horrible shape.
I mean, it's very bad.
Yeah.
I've seen the promos for the Olympics. I can't wait to see them. And then it just dawned on me.
I mean, this is a terrible thing to happen at this time.
All right. Real quickly, we can't get to all these questions, so I'm going to fly through them. Can you get it more than once, the Zika virus?
Good question. Probably no.
But again.
Well, I mean, I take that back because you can get dengue more than once. But typically after you develop immunity to the infection, you don't get it as easily or as often. But we don't know.
A daughter went to Puerto Rico a year ago, still at risk.
No.
It would have come and gone.
Nope.
First trimester is the most, at this point, what you know, the most dangerous.
We guess because that's when the brain and everything is developing and it's more susceptible to insult.
Isn't the key to finding a cure to something like this figuring out why 80% of the people who are bit by a mosquito don't have any effects as opposed to the other 20%? Don't you want to isolate the differences between those two and then figure out a cure based on that?
That's a really good question. We don't know why 20% get symptoms and 80% don't.
Yeah.
We really don't. We don't know that. And this is something that we have to figure out.
Any essential oils to help you get rid of the virus?
No.
There isn't.
No.
Or to prevent it.
Well, you know, if you can put something on that mosquitoes don't like, and there's lots of products, some tested, some untested, some bogus, you know, whatever. But avoiding mosquitoes is the key.
Do viruses like this traditionally kind of burn themselves out after a while?
Well, epidemics run their course.
Yeah.
So, you know, you always see ups and downs.
There's
and it depends what the public health intervention is.
Yeah.
Like, look at Ebola. You know, we had the big peak. Everyone was predicting it was going to be this total catastrophe. But we put the right public health policies in place and treatment and isolation of the infected patients, and, you know, it's basically gone.
But if we don't do anything to combat one, if we have one on the horizon and we don't do anything, we can't figure out anything, will it burn itself out eventually or not?
Well, most likely eventually.
It would.
I mean, all these epidemics have these big up and down swings. And the idea is, can we impact that? And we can by mosquito abatement.
Frantic mom who has texted a bunch of times want to get this out, even though I think we covered it. Will the virus affect a fetus in the 8th or 9th month when they are mostly done with development? Please ask. And what about toddlers and infants? I'm due in July in the middle of the summer, and I'm really worried.
Well, I would think that, you know, as the brain gets more and more developed, that this the neurologic effect of this thing will be less and less.
Yeah.
You know, because you already got the development. I mean, we don't see, I mean, you can't have a normal brain and then it just gets smaller.
Right.
That doesn't happen. So, and they haven't seen in all the Zika virus infection in children, nothing really has been reported. Again, it's very understudied.
Deaths at this point.
No.
See, so, I mean, don't you feel more at ease after speaking with Dr. Murphy?
Oh, absolutely. I always do. I call him if I've got a sliver or a hangnail. I call Dr. Murphy, and he puts me.
I don't know anything about hangnails. You know, as a medicine guy.
Well, so not to panic. You know, we were worried we were going to be fear mongering, but there's no reason to be doing that.
No.
If you're pregnant, talk to your doctor.
It's one of these issues that really the at risk person is a pregnant woman.
A pregnant man would be something.
Pregnant man, we can write some interesting articles about that, but. It has to be a pregnant woman. That is the risk.
And that's a human at this point. So seriously, I know it sounds silly, and you're going to laugh at me, Bill, but somebody who has a pregnant dog or cat, it doesn't seem to be
probably not,
jumping on that species at this point.
Probably not an issue.
Not this one, anyway.
No.
If you ever have any medical questions and don't know where to turn, Wendy and I are here for you.
Okay,
you know that.
Good.
All right.
Now we all know about the same amount. That's how much is known about this virus.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy. We always appreciate you being here. It's Dr. Robert Murphy, professor of medicine and biomedical engineering at Northwest University's Feinberg School of Medicine. We'll take a quick break and then talk to Ro and Ann and find out what they have in store for you. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.